Welcome back to the Wheeler Centre podcast. Today, we're excited to bring you a new series of five short features. That's one each week for the 5 weeks leading up to this year's Australian federal election. It's called Housekeeping, and it's produced by journalist Jani Blakali and the Wheeler Centre. Our first episode is called Sizzle.
Just a classic booth vibe. Snags were good, including onion and cheese options. Didn't try the sweets, though the cake stall looked comprehensive.
Trust West End to offer halloumi rolls as an alternative. Entertainment could be better. Is it wrong to heckle kids if they can't sing?
No snags, no lamingtons or candidates. No atmosphere. It was like going to a funeral.
Very friendly AEC people. Sausages with onion and three types of sauce. Limited but yummy cupcakes. All round, 7 out of 10.
I postal voted. I just came here for the sausages.
Fantastic booth. I've never had a better cooked sausage sandwich. This is what being Australian is all about.
Housekeeping, a short series about Australian democracy beyond the ballot box from the Wheeler Centre.
So my name's Tom Ryan. I'm 26 and I'm a researcher, I guess.
Tom is an unashamed election nerd. He's quirky, geeky, a little bit shy. He's also the first person I've ever heard describe going to vote as an exciting experience.
Personally, I just have this real interest in the way in which like Australia can get together and make this collective decision. And I'm interested in sort of the mechanics of that.
Tom, along with his sister Rosie, set up a website in 2010 called Booth Reviews.
And what Booth Reviews is it's a way of collecting testimonies of the experiences that people have voting. So we're asking people about the vibe of voting day. So, I mean, I think it's something quite exciting about, or nice about Australian elections is that there's all this carnival atmosphere there. Like you go along to the school hall, or the church hall, you get a sausage sizzle. I think because, I don't know, this is something that I haven't seen anywhere else. It seems really sort of notable.
At the last federal election, the website got around 1,500 reviews sent in, with each one marked on a map of Australia. You could zoom in on polling stations in your area throughout the day and see what people were saying about them.
Out of the 150 electorates in Australia, we got reviews from 148. We got reviews from a whole bunch of overseas consulates and embassies. So we got some from New York, from London, from Istanbul, Hong Kong, Frankfurt, Geneva, The Hague, Kuala Lumpur and Singapore.
Even before Tom's site sprung up, there were certain rituals around election days in Australia. The sausage sizzles, craft stalls, entertainment. It all seemed to speak to our self-deprecating Australian sense of humour around serious democratic matters. Today it's common to rate your food, your hotel, the guy who drops you home at night. Booth reviews arrived just before a wave of mainstream interest in reviewing everything. So how does it feel now? Is it taking it too far to rate a primary school's attempts to make our one civic duty a little more bearable? To raise some money in the process?
Yeah, well, it's a way of encourage, like of making people buy in, not just through the threat of a fine, I guess. I think it lends a bit more legitimacy or credibility if everyone sort of has the feeling of taking part. And I think you get that through these like things that happen outside of the just marking one on a bit of paper.
A massive lineup. Met Tanya Plibersek, who complimented me on my jacket.
People often talk about Gen Y wanting to publicise or live publicly. And this is a way of doing that with voting, I guess, yeah. Every review got tweeted and then you were invited to share it. Something when I was looking back over the reviews recently that really surprised me, or I thought was interesting, was that how the AEC was operating the election was singled out so frequently as like either, oh, the AEC workers are doing a really great job, or they're not managing the queue well enough, or, you know, they should have put a line in the shade. Things like that. That, I don't know, indicated that I think people, like, are aware to this, like, connection between the carnival aspect and the voting aspect. So I work in philosophy in my day job. So what I took away from it in terms of the broader issue was a way in which the Australian people can make a decision. I mean, often we talk about like polling, measuring public opinion. I think that's a bit, it can miss what's actually happening sometimes. It's not that there's this opinion out there that we just need an election to sort of see in on. Making a collective decision is messy and involves a lot of dropped source. And yeah, this is a democratic process. It's important to keep in mind of that it involves real people making real decisions and, you know, giving over their Saturday morning.
For most Australians, voting is the only way we participate in our democracy. Not many of us belong to political parties, and we don't have a big culture of protesting on the streets like some other countries do. We have this: one Saturday morning every 3.5 years. And even then, for a lot of people, casting a vote in the lucky country can feel like a chore.
I mean, I'm not going to say that electoral politics will solve all of our problems, but I think it's good that we can have our election with some sort of sense of joy in it.
I guess Tom thinks you can have your cake and eat it too. And if someone's already left a good review of that cake, well, even better. The act of voting itself is kind of boring. It's dull, it takes a long time, and there are up to 100 candidates below the line on the Senate paper. But it is important. The music, the food, the stalls, it kind of reminds me of the dentist giving you a lollipop after pulling out your tooth. A sweet little bribe at the end of a bitter experience. In the next episode, we'll meet a woman who's been leading a double life at the polling booth.
Thanks for listening to the Wheeler Centre podcast. Don't forget to visit wheelercentre.com for the best in books, writing and ideas from Melbourne, Australia and the world.